Half of children in Australia with mental health issues are not getting the support they need. The findings from a national survey come as the federal government releases a national strategy on children's mental health. It makes a range of recommendations to better integrate the health system, upskill the mental health workforce, and make resources more accessible. Paediatrician Professor Frank Oberclade at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute was the co-chair of the strategy's advisory group.
Where the system really falls down is when the children need more specialised help. There are access and equity problems. There simply are not enough psychologists who are trained to work with children. There aren't enough paediatricians.
Professor Oberclade says change will not be fast, but it does need to start now.
What we hope is it'll be a roadmap for a significant change in the way we look at child mental health over the next 5 or 10 years. Significant reform with a focus on prevention and early intervention.
And COVID has only worsened the crisis for children. The stress of the pandemic is something Jenny Rickard has seen in her children as she homeschools them during lockdown in the ACT.
I've really realised how much my youngest son needs his peers in the classroom. And it's not just from a social and emotional perspective, but also as a learner. So kids rely on their peers to help them learn, and that being taken away and, you know, just having a screen in front of them and a teacher talking at them has not been great for his mental health. It's not been great for his schooling.
She's also the president of the Australian Parents Council and welcomes the strategy. She thinks schools can play a big role.
We know that parents are more than likely to go to their child's teacher to say, I've noticed this problem. Have you seen it happening in the classroom? Because they're looking for that support and that backup and really, you know, someone to walk alongside them as parents navigate the diagnosis.
The children's strategy will form part of the long-term national health plan.